millennials when they grow up and they go out to get a job.
Yeah.
And there's problems. There's issues. Like this girl's out doing DoorDash. So she's all confused about how to find this person. So now she hates DoorDash and she hates people that live in apartments too.
What?
Yeah, she hates them all.
DoorDash and people who decide to live in apartments.
Like,
you made it so hard for me to find where you live. I've been circling around your place for 20 minutes.
Oh my God, 20 whole minutes.
Mm-hmm. And I have no idea where the I live. I've been eating their fries.
Oh God! That will learn you not to live in a hard place. I'm eating your fries.
They're like apartment 23, but their address says 2919.
Oh my God!
I've been looking for 2919. And I asked them, I'm like, is it 2919? And they're like, it's building 23. Like, that's not what I'm asking.
She delivers for DoorDash, and right. She can't find the address, and she's crying instead of getting in touch with DoorDash and saying, hey, can't find the address, or calling the people and saying, hey, meet me outside, can't find you.
But she's been driving around now for
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah, so that's what happens when, you know, overprotective kids that win trophies for everything have to get a job. And the job is not hard. It's DoorDash. You pick up the food from one place, you take it to the next.
Right.
It's not that hard.
And if you have to drive around for a whole 20 minutes, still part of your job.
I once didn't sleep for 2 weeks because I was worried about the ratings book coming out the next day.
Right, that's right.
After I worked at the radio station for 75 hours straight without sleeping. But this woman...
20 minutes.
Can't drive around for 20 minutes and find somebody.
I worked an overnight shift by myself when I was in my 20s in a building that was vacant in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the morning show was late the next morning and one person didn't have their key. And I was by myself trying to get through the morning show for an extra hour of my shift. Do you think I complained? Do you think I said, 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
Oh my God, what a pussy. How does she function? What a moron.
But she's eating their fries. That'll teach you to live in a stupid place.
But I love that she thought that we were going to side with her.
Yeah, I got to listen to this again. It's that good.
DoorDash and people who decide to live in apartments.
Didn't decide. It's all we can afford. Shut the heck up.
Like, you made it so hard for me to find where you live.
That's why we moved into the only apartment we can afford, to make your life miserable. It is about you.
I've been circling around your place for 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
And I have no idea where the f*** you live.
Who even talks like that? Can you imagine being the parent of that? You got to deal with that every time you say no to it?
That's going to get married one day.
Oh, God.
That's going to have kids.
I've been eating their fries.
Okay, yeah, there's nobody that's going to look
like
at that.
Like apartment 23, but their address says 2919. I've been looking for 2919.
Wow.
And I asked them, I'm like, is it 2919? And they're like, it's building 23. Like, that's not what I'm asking.
The minute she got there and realized that it wasn't the address that was on the thing, very easy solution. You got a number, call it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, where are you? Meet me outside. Done.
Right. Walk out to the middle of the road and wear something white so I can see you.
Exactly. Very simple.
Yeah.